This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line coming through. Not sure I want Show thinking about me while he's on the cracker. Bill. Well, Bill, I can assure you I was not thinking about you while I'm on the I don't think so. I don't think I thought about Bill while I was taking a dump.
Bill may be onto something there for us, though. I mean, I was just on the crapper a couple segments ago, and I'm trying to think, what did I think about?
What do you naturally do when you get on, as you just took your disc?
Well, one of two things. Obviously, thumbing social media. That is quality time on the crapper.
Quality.
I mean, real quality time. And it's here in this business, it's a good time to make sure you didn't miss. There's no breaking news. It just dropped. Adam Schefter's not hitting anything. So thumbing social media is I kind of viewed through the lens of, yeah, it's personal as well as a little getting a little work done as well. This time I was communicating with my wife. I had to send a couple of text messages. Somebody that we're doing some work with needed a picture of her driver's license. So I got that. Crapper convos.
Yeah, you know, there's some good stuff checking the phone to get things done. I tend to sit down, and I'll get in and I'll start watching some good highlights. I'll start watching some stuff. I'll sit down, and Tyler, maybe you can attest. I'll sit down until my feet get a little numb. Maybe I'm there too long. Let me hop back up.
Been there.
Let me get there. Let me get on up.
I was guilty at a time, but here's the thing. I mean, my crapper sessions are either in a break here, so it's really hard to get comfortable, or at the house, I got a crumb snatcher banging on the damn door. So it is really difficult, boys. To
little
get them.
Fingers peeking up it, under the door.
Both of them can turn that door handle, and if it's locked, they're pissed off. So it's
there you go. Well, they're gonna be pissed.
Yeah, but then they just in there and bang on it. So it's like there. You might as well hurry up. So the days of my feet falling asleep on the crapper, those are behind me, boy. I mean, I don't want to rush my baby girls growing up, but the day when I can actually when that can happen again, I'll be welcomed.
Listen. I stay in there, and that's a little, what he say on This Is 40, that's a little personal time where you can really sit in and really enjoy yourself.
It's a truth.
Now, that I'm with you. I've had the, I can't get my water open. I can't get this. Can you open up the, okay.
Here, Daddy won't play horsey. Daddy won't play horsey.
Smells in here. Now, what are you thinking here?
That was a weird thing with kids. Like, I always thought, because the door's unlocked half the time, so they come in there, and I'm talking to them. And I'm like, God, this is killing me. I mean, how is she just sitting here?
Just rolling.
And then it's like one, like Lainey right now, she's young enough where she wouldn't even check up. But Liv will eventually say, Daddy, what's that smell? Like, there, I mean, until she was I mean, she was probably
Bro, Tyler, I don't know how anyone doesn't check up with your sin.
Tyler, I bet she was 3 years old before she even acknowledged it. I mean, like you would think, like it's human nature for your nose to curl a bit. Like she'd stand there and I'm thinking, how is she having a full-blown conversation?
I'll never forget when Lauren was little and she came and I was taking a dump and she just came in. And at this point, they weren't old enough where, hey, man, I'm taking the dump. I think I was in there by myself. At the house by myself, so I got to keep the door kind of open just to make sure I'm hearing everything. They was young. She just came in there, grabbed her potty,
sat down next to you.
Yeah, took a dump with me.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Nothing like pooping with dad.
Now she did. Now she
I'd
did.
Pay $500
now,
for mine.
I want to make it very clear. She just sat on the potty.
She didn't take a dump.
She took a dump.
Oh,
she didn't pull any. She took a dump in her diaper.
Oh, yeah.
She just sat right there in her diaper, and we just sitting there together. And
that's bonding time right there, man. I'd pay $500 for my 3-year-old to sit on a toilet.
I'm sitting there
right
thinking,
we're still diapering.
I'm just sitting there thinking, damn, I got to wipe my ass, and then I got to get over here and wipe her ass.
Got two asses to wipe first time for everything. Got two asses to wipe.
I'm ready.
One trip, two wipes.
But I got stuck. At about a 10-minute and 24-second Woody Marks video highlight package. I'm getting myself a little too excited about Woody Marks. Someone texted, show was thinking about Woody. You're damn right. I sat there and I'm like, damn. And I got to run him back. I mean, he makes cut. And there ain't no position outside of maybe receiver. There ain't no position that can get you, like, believing on a highlight video. There is no, like a running back that could just, he had, I mean, and I'm, you know, in this one, I got a mixture of Mississippi State and SC.
Yeah.
So I got it lined up. He made a cut on somebody, I think against Arizona, against USC, when he was at USC. I mean, two cuts and took it to the house. I said, oh my goodness. Yeah. This dude right here, and it ain't just catching the ball out of the backfield. Like they can hand him the football and he can, like, He ran slower than he looks on tape.
Yeah, he plays a lot faster than his combine.
He ran a 4.5, and what we talked about, like, and I said it, man, I don't care where it comes from. The Texans desperately need somebody that they touch the ball that we all in the stadium know that he can go to the house and get a big chunk play and that the defense knows it prior to that cat. Again, I watched him 10 minutes and 24 seconds on the tape, just watching the highlight tapes of his best. But that dude has a level of explosion that is like, whoa, that's exciting. And he can catch it. Then he can 83 catches that 1 year at Mississippi State. I've got to calm myself down from Woody Marks.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you on Woody Marks. I'm probably overly excited about that pick than I should be given where he was drafted. But I'm with you, man. The year, what year was that, 21? Or 22 when he had roughly 500 rushing, 500 pass
catches. Yeah, catch, 83 catches, yeah.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That, I mean, I encourage anybody to go back and watch that, because that is what your hope in Woody Marks is. I mean, if you look where they're in terms of the running back room, where there's a real opportunity to be much more productive, it's if you got a backup running back that can give you 300 to 400 yards, right? Maybe it's 200 to 300 yards, whatever it may be, depending on what the load is. But if you can get in an 18-week, 17-game season, if you can get 300 to 400 yards out of a backup running back, and if you can get, 300 to 400 yards receiving, that's two-minute offense, it's third-down offense, you can get that out of him over a 17-game season. You're really adding something to this team. Now, you mess around and lose Joe Mixon, and now those numbers balloon, and you can potentially – but the point is he's not a one-trick pony. He's a guy that I think you got to really lean into the fact that he played in an era. Because here's the thing. You could look at Woody Marks. Now, I wouldn't think a team that aggressively moved up in the draft to get him would look at it this way. But from a coaching perspective, you can look at Woody Marks one of two ways, right? You can say – well, he's been in an air raid offense, two different air raid offenses. You can argue with two of the best air raid minds in the game, in Mike Leach at Mississippi State and Lincoln Riley at USC, right? And what those guys do, they typically aren't pass-protecting backs. They're typically the offense. We're going to release our backs into our routes. We're going to create mismatches with our backs. We're going to target them first and foremost in some of our concepts. And those guys are going to when you spread out, and you allow running lanes, we're going to hand it to the draw. We're going to hand it to him on some delayed stuff. But we're really going to get him involved in the pass game. And you can look at it and say, okay, we're looking for a third down back. We're looking for a guy that can get out and be that mismatch. And you can play to his strengths, or you can bring him in here and try to treat him like Joe Mixon. And then you got a problem, right? But if Woody Marks, I got to assume if you're going to move up in the draft to draft him the way the Texans did, you've got a plan to use that guy a certain way to his strengths. And I think Woody Marks is a guy, to your point, that, man, it changes the offense drastically if he is just an efficient third down weapon on this team, Ron. I am high on Woody Marks as well.
Yeah, and I'm just telling you, and if you want to slow yourself down, don't pop up that tape, man. It will have you thinking like, damn, like a little bit more. It's too much into it.
Yeah.
And understanding, like, I had to tell myself, all right, He's just going to be a backup running back that is going to be used probably third down. But again, like, I look at it, Clint, and like there's no way Damian Pierce is going to get time over him.
I mean, not unless he just can't handle an NFL playbook.
Yeah.
No, you know, it's – and damn sure
– and I would think going from Leach to Lincoln Riley – those playbooks probably have a lot going on where you have to handle those.
Well, I mean, the thing is they're actually simpler, and that may be one hurdle, is that those playbooks are actually made to play fast, don't think, and get multiple guys in there and do more with less. So, I mean, it's actually, I don't want to oversimplify those offenses, but relatively speaking, they are known to be a little bit simpler. But it goes back to Ron, like, to bring him in here and expect him to know every pass protection under the sun just in order to get on the field, when in reality you're putting him out there, you should be releasing him into creating mismatches anyway. Like, that can't be the holdup of why this guy isn't a weapon right away. Now, if he just flat out can't handle, don't know where to line up, that's a different deal. But, boy, this shouldn't be a deal where, yeah, boy, this guy don't even know how to pass protect. Well, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you ought to have about two or three different protections in your third down and 2 minute package, and most of them he should have a free release.
Yeah, that's a fair. The only way if he is just an absolute nightmare when it comes to pass
protection. Yes, it has to be a bomb of a draft pick for him to not play.
Yeah, that's just something that you can't trust him on third down.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.